Tell me about the problems of our current monetary system.
You know, everybody's wondering what's going on with the latest financial meltdown. The economic depression is a result of a flawed financial system. It's an inherent dysfunction within our money and banking system that has brought us to this financial crisis. This is typical bubble and bust cycle. Before that, we had the dot-com bubble, and we've had many, many other bubbles going back in history, and this is what we have to transcend.
Now, when you say transcend, you don't mean actually fixing these systems, but starting over? Is that correct?
I don't believe the system can be fixed. It is a political money system that has been developed over a period of time, and it is set up the way it is intentionally to concentrate power and wealth. And wealth and power are being concentrated in fewer and fewer hands as time goes on. What we have to do is to re-empower our local communities by finding alternative ways to exchange goods and services other than conventional money and conventional bank credit. So I talk about the credit commons. What I say is that the credit commons has been privatized by the banking establishment and the government in collusion together. And what we need to do is to reclaim at least a part of the credit commons for our local communities so that we allocate our credit directly to one another according to our own values and our own local objectives, instead of allowing large bank holding companies that are headquartered somewhere else to decide where that money is going to be allocated. So the whole process that we're talking about is one of creating local currencies and mutual credit clearing systems. And the way this works is that every participant has an account in the system. Money is just a system of debits and credits, an information system. So if you have the local businesses and others in the local economy associated in this credit clearing system, when someone makes a sale, their account is credited, the balance goes up. When they make a purchase, their account is debited, the balance goes down. So the idea is that over time, account balances are going to fluctuate up and down. Sometimes they'll be positive, sometimes they'll be negative, but they will fluctuate around zero. So you always have a balanced system. The total amount of credits is always equal to the total amount of debits, and this system does not involve an interest burden, so it's self-adjusting and self-regulating, and it provides a means for the local community to allocate credit in a productive way to serve the local purposes.
How is this different or similar to microlending or microcredit, which is now gaining ground in a lot of communities around the world?
Well, microcredit is the allocation of money that's already been created by banks. So it's still part of the old system, and most carry an interest burden. Now, it has been successful in many places in helping poor people to become entrepreneurial, giving them a small stake that they can then use to create small businesses of their own. But it cannot work for everybody. And what we really need to do is to reinvent money and banking. And right now, as a result of this financial meltdown, we've seen the government bailing out the banks and huge amounts of government debt being monetized. So the credit is going mainly to the public sector and to the favored clients of the top-level government. And the productive sector of small and medium-sized businesses is being starved for credit. So we can alleviate that credit shortage by allocating our own credit directly to one another in our local communities.
Now, when you describe mutual credit clearing systems and local currencies, can you give me specific examples of this working or this functioning in communities around the world or
Sure.
within the U.S.?
Sure. The best examples are the WIR Bank in Switzerland. That's W-I-R. The WIR was started in 1934 in the midst of the Great Depression. The problem there at the time, as in the U.S., was an insufficient supply of official money in circulation. People were not able to conduct business in a customary way. They didn't have enough money to do all the trading that they needed to do. Well, a number of medium and small-sized businesses in Switzerland got together and they worked out this cashless trading system, which was basically mutual credit clearing. So basically their goods and services that they sold paid for the goods and services that they needed to buy. Now, the WIR has been working for 75 years now, and it's been a successful example of this credit clearing process over a long period of time. Currently, there are about 60,000 business members throughout Switzerland that participate in this clearing circle, And the amount of trading that has taken place has reached an annual level of about $2 billion. So this is a good model for us to look at in determining how to run a credit clearing exchange. Also, we have something in the commercial realm called commercial barter exchanges or commercial trade exchanges. That would be the more proper terminology. There are dozens of these around the United States and around the world, and these provide credit clearing services on a for-profit basis, again, to businesses in the community. So you have associations or exchanges like, some of them are ITEX, IMS, Barter Card International. These are some of the larger ones that are operating. So we have a long history of success with this process. We just need to optimize the designs and replicate it.
But the question that some folks might have is, how do those for-profit institutions make money? How does the bank make money off of these alternative systems? It doesn't sound as lucrative as, of course, the system we have now.
The commercial trade exchanges typically charge a membership fee. They also charge for transactions. There's a fee on every transaction, and that can be either on the buyer side or the seller side, or generally it's on both.
So take this money system to its conclusion. Where do you see our current financial and monetary system going?
Well, we're seeing an explosion of debt. The government has told us just recently that the current budget deficit is going to be about $1.4 trillion. We've never seen figures like this before. And now the government is telling us that over the next 10 years, deficits are going to total up to an additional $9 trillion. These numbers just boggle the mind. So you know that the ultimate effect is going to be further debasement of the purchasing power of the dollar. And I don't think we can go another 10 years with deficits of those proportions. I think the dollar is doomed if we do that. So I don't expect the system to be reformed. Those that control the system still think that it works for them, and they're not going to change drastically the way they do things. What we have to do is to take control of our own credit, as I said earlier, and establish our own exchange alternatives to provide alternative payment media.
It strikes me that the systems that you propose don't just also involve a change in credit and a change in how we exchange goods for services or services for goods, but it's also a mindset change. It's also living simply, living within our means, and being more community-minded.
I'm glad you brought that up. And the physical limitations of the planet are dictating this, that exponential growth or any kind of growth cannot continue indefinitely on a finite planet. So what we're going to have to do at the same time that we redesign money and exchange, we're going to also have to change many aspects of the economy so that we can reach a point of sustainability. We have to reduce resource consumption. We have to reduce pollution. We have to better distribute products of the economy so that everybody gets their basic needs met, and we have to stop producing disposable junk.
If you could please kind of walk me through this system. So I'm living in a community.
Well, there are two things. We each have something to sell, and we're always buying things as well. And gradually, over time, we're going to shift our dependency from the conventional money system and dollars over to the local exchange. And as the local exchange builds up, we can get more of what we need through that and depend less on dollars. And the entire local economy will gradually produce more of what it needs internally and import less from outside, therefore having to export less to outside.
Excellent. For folks who want to know more information, obviously they can go to your books. Where else can they go?
My website is called reinventingmoney.com, and my blog is called beyondmoney.net.
I've been speaking with Thomas Greco Jr., author of the books Money and Debt, A Solution to the Global Crisis, and The End of Money and the Future of Civilization. He is a lecturer and consultant on the topic of money systems. He's here in the Northwest speaking on alternative money systems and community currencies. To get a list of where he'll be and when, you can go to our website, oneworldreport.org. Thomas, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
It's been my pleasure.